The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Thursday, the 21st of January. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, goals from Edinson Cavani and Paul Pogba helped Manchester United return to the top of the Premier League table last night. They played leapfrog with rivals Manchester City as they edged out Fulham by 2-1 at Craven Cottage. Pogba's winner was a wonder strike. His manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has praised the Frenchman's overall play.
It was all about getting Paul fit, running fit, match fit. And today he's played in a centre midfield role. He made some good runs into the box as well. He makes challenges. He got an early yellow card, which always is, you know, dangerous. But he kept his discipline really well. And he won tackles for us. And he does everything. We know Paul can do more or less everything that's asked of a midfielder. Now he's putting all the elements together in the same performances, which is great to see.
City had been top for a couple of hours after a hard-earned 2-0 win at home to Aston Villa. Villa boss Dean Smith was sent off for taking his anger with City's opener too far with the officials. Liverpool must end a run of 4 Premier League games without a win if they're to keep pace with the leaders this evening. Jurgen Klopp's side welcome Burnley to Anfield and are likely to welcome Joe Matip back into their defence. Kick-off is at 8. Klopp is hoping for all 3 points after his men were held by Manchester United last weekend.
I know that in this business, only results count. I'm long enough in to know that. But before you have a result, you need performances. And the last performance was really good. So for 95 minutes, I'm not sure, but one team celebrates the performance like, I don't know, it was really, really good. And we had to say, oh, it was not as good. Or we said how it was, how we saw it. But we didn't win. We know that, and now we have another chance to change that, and that's exactly what we try.
Former Shelburne youngster Jayce Cabia made his Livingston debut last night. He was sprung from the bench as they drew 2-2 with Celtic. The Hoops had Scott Brown sent off with 7 minutes to go and are now 20 points behind the leaders Rangers. The European Tour season gets underway today with the Abu Dhabi Championship. It's a tournament Shane Lowry won 2 years ago. He plays alongside Justin Rose and Tommy Fleetwood for the first two rounds. Rory McIlroy, who's been second 4 times in Abu Dhabi, starts his 2021 in the company of the world number 3 Justin Thomas and Lee Westwood. Graham McDowell plays alongside Thomas Peters and the Dane Rasmus Højgaard. McIlroy has been second in Abu Dhabi 4 times, as we said there. He's hoping to turn those near misses into a win.
Historically, the first event of the season has always been a good one for me. I'm raring to go after the Christmas break. I've done some good practice over those periods, and you come into the new season with renewed optimism and, a lot of goals and enthusiasm. And I guess that's, translated into some good golf over the years. And some years I've felt like I've played well enough to win and guys have just played a little bit better. And, hopefully one of these years I'll be able to turn all those good finishes into a win here.
Grand National winning jockey David Mullins has decided to retire from the sport at the age of 24. The nephew of William Mullins won the 2016 Grand National aboard Rule the World at Aintree. He'd 9 Grade 1 victories to his name. Mullins says he's been trying to quit the sport for the last year to 18 months. Now, coming up on OTB AM with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're speaking to Ronan O'Gara, head of the Six Nations, Daniel Harris, Cian Fahey, Sue Murphy and Tom Malone. Then tonight we'll bring you exclusive commentary of the Premier League match between Liverpool and Burnley from Anfield on OTB Sports Radio with Nathan Murphy and Brian Kerr calling the shots. We'll also hear from John Giles on the show tonight. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.